Jason, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Can you first tell us about exactly what those who have celiac disease experience?
So people with celiac disease have it's really an autoimmune-like illness that can cause a whole range of symptoms and problems, including tummy upset, but also things like osteoporosis, infertility, and increased risk of certain cancers, liver disease, a whole range of medical problems. And we know that it's caused by gluten in the diet. So for sufferers, they need to follow a lifelong and strict gluten-free diet in order to maintain good health.
And how does this celiac disease vaccine work?
So the celiac vaccine that's about to enter into phase 2 clinical studies really aims to address the underlying problem in celiac disease, which is an abnormal immune response to gluten. For people with celiac disease, when they eat gluten, their immune system sees it as an invader that causes inflammation. And the hope is that if we can target and retrain that immune response using this celiac vaccine, we can switch it off and hopefully, in the long run, allow patients with celiac disease to eat gluten again safely without any of the adverse symptoms or effects on their body.
That sounds quite exciting. You mentioned that you're in the second phase of your testing. What exact tests have been used to assess this vaccine?
Yes, so we're now approaching phase 2 studies, which are really designed to assess how effective the treatment approach is by comparing it to placebo injections. But prior to this, there have been phase 1 studies to assess how effective and mainly how safe and tolerable the treatment is. And this has been demonstrated to be quite safe and tolerated even at the highest doses. So the next step now is to show that it does what it's intended to do.
If you're just joining us on The Daily, we're speaking with lead researcher Jason Tyden from the Royal Melbourne Hospital about a world-first vaccine for celiac disease. So, Jason, what have been the results of the tests of the research thus far?
So, a lot of the early work to develop the celiac vaccine has been undertaken right here in Australia. And the phase 1 studies really showed that this approach was safe and well-tolerated in people with celiac disease, even at the highest dose levels tested. And there was a biological effect on the immune system that it appears to suggest it's doing what it's intended to do. So it's promising results that now support the need to do this next phase of the study, which is launching today, which is testing how well this approach works in preventing the symptoms induced by gluten in people with celiac disease.
This is very promising news for those sufferers. How long has the development of this vaccine taken thus far? So you described that you're in the second phase, you've had the first phase. When did it begin?
That's right. So the early work to actually develop and design the vaccine, much of it was done here in Australia way back even in 2003 when a lot of this started. And phase 1 trials have been conducted in the last few years. So this process takes a while, but it's important that everything's done to ensure that patients are safe and that it's effective. So it's a very deliberate process, but an important one. And I think if the phase 2 trials are effective and show promise, then I think we're really one step, a big step forward in really realising the goal of one day allowing people with celiac disease to eat gluten again safely.
Yeah, so just going off that, what do you believe that the future of this vaccine will look like? Do you think that the similar type of technology can be used for other dietary-related diseases?
So the idea of exposing the immune system to re-educate it is not a new one. I mean, it's certainly done in allergy desensitization, but this is the first time it's really been done to treat an active autoimmune disease in such a manner. So the hope is if this is actually positive, the findings from this study, and we can go on to show that people can return to having gluten in the diet, I think it really sets the scene for saying that these approaches could be used in other autoimmune diseases, for example, and the hope would be that in the future we could look at this type of approach for treating those conditions.
So I, just a little personal note, I have a peanut allergy and I had to do a few challenges for that. Do you use those challenges for the celiac disease?
Yes, so a lot of the early work to define the components of the celiac vaccine relied on people with celiac disease undergoing gluten challenges. So what they had to do was eat some bread or other sources of gluten such as rye or barley or oats, and then we would collect their blood and assess their immune responses. And a And the gluten challenge approach has been really important in defining the parts of gluten that are now part of the celiac vaccine treatment.
Well, Jason, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.